Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 5th of March 1971. The title is The Unique Stamp of the Patti. The Unique Stamp of the Patti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing two things on each one's forehead. What are they? One is the fortune, and the other is the suhag, that is, the symbol of marriage not being widowed. Baba is seeing both these things. Having come to this patti, are you able to see and recognize your fortune and the symbol of your marriage very clearly? Are you able to see the star of fortune shining on your forehead? In the patti, you have received the mirror through which you are able to see your fortune and the symbol of your marriage. To come into the patti means to attain two things. What are these two things? Today, Baba has come to meet those who are in a patti. So, Baba will take their paper. What are the two main things that you receive? Each of the children gave a different answer. Baba continued, "What each of you spoke of is very good, because if the mothers are able to relate even this much, they can do a lot of service. So, you have received these two main things in the patti, and you must take them with you when you return home. Firstly, you have received the mirror to be able to see yourself, and secondly, you have received yoga, that is, the orb of remembrance. What globe will be placed in the hands of those who constantly keep the orb of light in their hands, which is also shown in a picture as a memorial of all of you? In the picture of Krishna, he is shown holding the globe of the world, is he not? So, the orb of light means that you must constantly remain in the image of light. By becoming an orb of light, you will be able to claim the globe of the kingdom of the world. So, now you are the orb of light, and in the future you will have the globe of the kingdom. So firstly, you received the mirror in this patti. And secondly, you received the gift of the orb of light in order to make your pilgrimage of remembrance constantly elevated. But you must take both of them back home with you. You must not leave them behind here. If you take both these gifts with you, and constantly keep them with you, what will you become? You have composed a song in praise of the Father, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Shiva, the one who is the truth, the benefactor, and the beautiful God. In the same way, all of you will also become Master Satyam Shivam Sundaram, and through this mirror, you will be able to have a vision of true and real beauty. So have you made your image like that? This is why you have come to this patti, have you not? Have you surrendered your lokic awareness in this patti? Due to the influence of a lokic attitude or vision and the awareness of lokic relations or the lokic code of conduct, or the lokic systems and customs, you will not forget your alokic love and alokic systems, will you? Have you firmly stamped yourself with alokic love and the alokic systems and customs? Have you stamped yourself with this so firmly that no matter how much someone tries to erase it, it cannot be erased? Those who have stamped themselves so firmly, raise your hand. Be careful. You will receive a very difficult paper from the Lokik systems and customs. Some of you have not raised your hand. Perhaps you are thinking of keeping yourselves safe. But your safety lies in maintaining your courage. And you will receive help to the extent to which you maintain courage. If you have doubts in your intellect beforehand, then you will definitely be defeated. Why do you have the doubt in yourself that perhaps you will fail? Why don't you think that you will definitely attain victory? You are the victorious jewels, are you not? So, you must never create doubts in yourself when making effort. When you have doubts in your intellect, you are defeated. Your own doubtful thoughts do not allow you to become the conqueror of Maya. Acha. The majority are victorious jewels. You are going from here having applied the tilak of victory on yourself, are you not? Always take every step with the awareness that victory is your birthright. By performing actions whilst having that right, you will definitely receive the right to victory, that is, the right to success. There is no need to create any other thought. Not even in your dreams should you question whether you will attain victory or not. The words, "I don't know," should not emerge from the lips of those who are master knowledgeful. Since you know the three aspects of time, that is, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, since you have become master knowledgeful, these words cannot emerge from the lips of such souls who are master knowledgeful. Such souls know everything. That is the language of those who do not have knowledge, not of those who are jnani. Even if you make any mistake, knowledge makes you aware that you are performing a wrong action. You are aware of it, are you not? To say, "I don't know whether this will happen or not," is not the language of Brahmins. So, firmly stamp yourself with this before you go, so that it remains firm for 21 births, so that it remains imperishable. So, have all of you taken both the gifts of the pati with you? Now, what will you do when you return from the pati? You have come to the pati to transform yourselves. So the more transformation each one can bring about in the self, the more transformation you can bring about in others. If, whilst engaged in service, you see that there is little transformation, then check in the mirror that you are taking back with you, "Do I have that much power to transform myself?" If you are lacking in the power of transforming yourself, you will only be able to bring about that much transformation in others. So, remember two things. Firstly, you have to bring about transformation in every aspect. You have to change everything from the Lokik into the Alokik. Secondly, you have to create strength within yourself. If there isn't that strength, then that too will also prevent success. So, you have to bring about transformation and you have to bring about that strength within yourself. You have to remember these two things whilst living in a household and carrying out your tasks. If you remember both these things, then faith brings victory. Baba told you something easy, did he not? Mothers need something easy. In any case, the mothers always look at the mirror to check their makeup. So, Baap Dada also gives you that same task. Achha, this bhatti is the unlimited bhatti of Madhuban. So, continue in your household considering it to be the model of this unlimited bhatti of Madhuban. A model of something is always small. So just as you are going from this bhatti, in the same way, make your household a model of that. And then what will happen is that you will be able to continue with the things of the bhatti. The dharana you had in the bhatti and the timetable of the bhatti. Therefore, when you go into your household, keep your attitude the same as it was whilst you were in the bhatti. Do not change your attitude. Just as you have an elevated attitude when you are in this bhatti, in the same way, you must keep an elevated attitude in your household. If you change your attitude, then the circumstances of the household will make your state fluctuate. However, if you keep your attitude elevated, then the many circumstances you have to face in your household will not be able to make your stage fluctuate. Do you understand? Carry your attitude with you and then see. You have become victorious, have you not? Everyone has greater love for the mothers because they have tolerated a lot of sorrow. This is why the mothers have called out a great deal. So, because they have tolerated a lot of sorrow, and because they have tolerated a lot of beating and they are tired, Baba massages their feet with love. There is the praise of the fact that the feet of the mothers were massaged. Not physically, but the feet of the mothers are especially being massaged with love. You are being given love and courage. Do not just remember the love you have received, but also remember the courage you have been given. Acha, remember the essence of the teachings and the study of the bhatti in three words. What are those three words? The three words are to break, to mold, and to join. You have learned how to break the karmic bondages, have you not? You have also learned how to mold your sanskars and your nature. And you have also learned how to join, that is, to link together. So, remember these three words. Break, mold, and join. And always continue to check that you are breaking all other connections, molding yourself and also connecting yourself with the One. Is there anything lacking in any of these three? Then you will quickly become perfect. This group is especially being given the tilak of this awareness. A tilak is a sign of consciousness. So always keep it in your consciousness that even whilst seeing all the perishable things with these eyes, you should continually see your new relationships and the new world. You should have the consciousness of destruction in relation to whatever perishable things you are seeing with these eyes. This group is being given the tilak of this consciousness. Then, you will not be defeated in any aspect because you will be aware that these things are perishable. Then there is no question of being defeated. This is why, in order to make yourself victorious, you must apply the tilak of consciousness at Amritvela every day. Mothers are very innocent, are they not? If these mothers come onto the field, then those other people who consider themselves to be lions will become goats and will bow down at your feet. Because you are the practical proof of the lifestyle in which they are weak and cowards. Seeing your practical proof, they will be ashamed. So it means that they will become goats, will they not? Mothers can do such elevated service that in 1 second they can make the lions into goats. You are such magicians. Through magic, you make the lions into goats and the goats into lions. You mothers can show such magic. You must simply become lionesses and they will then become the goats. So, this battle of religion that has been portrayed will make the sound spread. When the lions become goats through your service, their followers will be following them anyway. If you just make one lion into a goat, many other lions will also be caught in the net. This is why the mothers should remain ready for such elevated service. Will they be able to stay if such a Shakti army opposes them? You need courage to challenge them. At present, you have to go beyond these papers in a practical way. One is a theoretical paper and the other is a practical paper. You have passed the theoretical paper and now you have to pass in the practical paper. When the Shaktis have courage, the Almighty Authority gives help. You always remember this, do you not? Now, you simply have to give the return of that. You have to give the return of all the effort that you have taken from others. All of you are lionesses, and lionesses are never afraid of anyone. They are fearless. They do not even have the fear, I don't know what is to happen. You have to be fearless in this too. Have you become such lionesses? The children answered, Yes, Baba, we will become that. Baba asked, When? When you come into the patti on the first day, because you come to the patti means to transform yourself. So, you are celebrating the transformation ceremony, are you not? Bab Dada has also come into the transformation ceremony. Today, the final stamp has to be applied. Then, you must not forget this transformation. Each of you has to fill yourself with one speciality or another. You must definitely become number one in any one subject. In fact, you should be that in all the subjects. But if you are not able to be that, then you must especially make yourself number one in any one subject. Have you made a plan for becoming a helper when you return from here, as you were told? Then you must definitely remain ready to follow the plan that you have made. Obstacles will come. But when you consider something to be essential, you make arrangements for it. Just as many essential things come in front of you in your household for which you make arrangements, in the same way, you must make one arrangement or another to make yourself free. Make someone your companion. Amongst yourselves also, one or two members from the divine family can be cooperative with each other. But they will only be that when you give love to one another and make them cooperative. You should create plans about how you can lighten your bondages. Many are clever and so they can create yuktis to become free from their bondages. Do not think that you can only come if arrangements are made. You have to make the arrangements by yourself. You have to make yourself free. Others will not make you free. By being yogyukt and creating such a plan, you will be able to make the arrangements according to your desire. You must simply have faith in your intellect and increase your enthusiasm. When your enthusiasm is lacking, you are not able to make the arrangements, you are not able to find any helpers. This is why you must be courageous and someone or another will become your helper. Now, we will see how much power each of you has imbibed in order to make yourself free. You are the conquerors of Maya, but the power to make yourself free is absolutely essential. You will be given the paper to see what extent you have filled yourself with power. Those who become free and become helpers whilst living in a household will receive a prize. Acha. Young ones are equal to the father. All are one, but in order to be able to recognize one another, you speak of Gujaratis, Punjabis, etc. Gujarat will definitely become number one and reveal themselves, will they not? We will see who becomes worthy of receiving a prize. Each jewel has its own speciality. Some have the speciality of love, others of cooperation, or of being the image of divine virtues or knowledge. You now have to fill yourself with all the virtues. You now have to become complete with all the virtues. 16 celestial degrees complete. If you do not become complete with all virtues, you will be 14 degrees instead of 16 celestial degrees complete. When there are any degrees lacking in the moon, it does not look so beautiful. Beauty is in perfection. The arrow of those who are intense effort makers will always hit the target. You must never be defeated by Maya. You must go from here as an orb of light. Light is knowledge, and light is also might. The word try is that of weakness. Wherever there is weakness, Maya is ready in advance. Just as any illness quickly affects a weak body, in the same way, simply trying is a weakness in the soul. Maya thinks that you are her customer, and so she comes to you. There is victory in faith. Whatever consciousness you have throughout the day determines the type of dreams you have. If you have the awareness of being a Shakti throughout the whole day, weakness cannot come to you even in your dreams. Acha. Om Shanti.